Everybody thinks everything is going to fall apart in 2024. That it's time to rise. If it's your first time here, welcome. What we do here is inspire and empower men to level up every aspect of their lives. So if that's something that you're into, you are in the right place. My name is Michael Riggs. I'm a full-time author, artist, and entrepreneur here to assist you on your journey to unlocking masculinity, manliness, and the warrior spirit within and overall leveling up your life. In this episode, we're going to be talking about where the Warrior King podcast is going in the new year, as well as highlighting some of the messages that we've covered so far. So stick around to get a huge boost in inspiration and motivation heading into the new year. So I just want to thank you guys so much for always watching and listening, commenting, liking, all that stuff. Knowing that I'm reaching people is why I'm doing this. It's my mission to inspire as many people as possible to better their lives, level up their lives. And that's because I took myself from being a total nightmare in my life to completely leveling up my life, living the life of my dreams. And I want that for you. So I'm so glad that you're here. I'm so glad that we're going into a new year where we can sort of start all over again. I feel like it's kind of a relaunch for this podcast and YouTube channel. And I'm super excited about it. That's what we're going to be getting into today. So stick around. And one thing that I want you guys to remember is that you were here first. There's only a few subscribers on the channel right now, and there's even more listening on the podcast. But I really want you to remember that you were here first. Get engaged, comment on the post so I know who you are, because this thing, I really believe it's going to be huge, guys. And I see it growing exponentially already, and it's super duper awesome. So thank you so much for being here again. And let's get into some of the things that I want to talk about today, moving into 2024, and how we can conquer and dominate this new year together. Now, recently in the masculine self-help community, a lot of your heroes have failed you. From finding out that natural bodybuilder primals were pounding steroids, to finding out that men who preach the importance of the family unit and protecting and providing were actually raging alcoholics and tearing their families apart. It's a big time of uncertainty, but I don't want it to discourage you or get you down or get you to stop believing in the mission of leveling up men's lives, because I think that we can just take it as a reminder that we are all human and that we're all on this journey together. Nobody's perfect. You know what I'm saying? And those guys are just like you and me, trying to level up their lives, doing everything they can, effing up everything everywhere they turn. You know, I mess up every day of my life, but the next day I try to be better than that and better than that and better than that. And I will never be perfect. You will never be perfect. So again, don't let these things discourage you or get you down. And definitely don't abandon those guys that fell apart. Definitely still support them, as you would want them to support you. With that being said, I'm going to do everything that I possibly can on this journey to not fail you and not let you down. I'm going to try and strive every day to be the best possible version of myself for you, to inspire you to level up your life, because I don't want to be living a lie. I don't want to be preaching lies. I want to be living the messages that I preach to you. So with that being said, let's get into it. So before we get into where we're going, I want to highlight some of the messages that I've shared with you so far. And again, if it's your first time here, you get to hear these messages for the first time, and definitely go back and check out those full talks, because lots and lots of valuable information. Like I said, what I'm sharing with you is information that I learned while I was leveling up my own life and taking myself from being a total nightmare in my life into living my dream life. So lots of valuable information in those episodes. So check it out. And let's dive into the first highlight that I have from 2023, which is embracing the primal wild self as a man. Now, this has become so common in our society, this mindset that boys are just supposed to be good little boys and be quiet. It's become so common that we have an entire society of boys who have no idea how to be boys. They have no idea how to be men. They're heavily medicated. There's always something wrong with them. If they're themselves at all, there's something wrong, and that needs to be medicated. So then we're growing up with this constant barrage of everything society is telling us that masculinity is wrong, being manly is wrong, being primal and wild is wrong. It's weird. If you want to go out into the forest for a week and survive off the land and hunt animals, there's something wrong with you. You're probably a crazy guy or something like that. What are you, a doomsday prepper or something like that? Like, people think that being manly, being wild, being primal, doing all the things that we had to do before literally just to survive, all of those things are wrong now. They're shamed. And that's just crazy to me. You know, that's really what this talk is about, is accepting that primal wild self, accepting those parts of you that are natural, that you would have needed for survival, that you would have needed to protect your wife and your kids, that you would have needed to protect everyone around you, that you would have even needed to breathe the next day, to wake wake up and view the sunrise. Like, if those things weren't a natural part of you, you would have died. I'll say that over and over again. So really reflect on that for a second. Like, think about how all of the things that we would have needed to do just to survive back in the day are now weird niche things. Like, only a few guys go and do those things. Only a few guys enjoy hand-to-hand combat. Only a few guys enjoy hunting. And if you go hunting, it's like, you got to kind of like look at rules and regulations and make sure that you don't get in trouble and make sure that you don't expose yourself to all the people that are going to think you're a weirdo for carrying your weapon through the woods. You know what I mean? Like, these are things that you would have had to do just to live. So wanting boys to just sit down and be quiet and be good little boys is unnatural. It's absolutely unnatural. It is not the natural way of being for a boy or for a masculine man. And this causes all sorts of problems in life. Like I said, that warrior spirit will come out someday. It will be expressed in the wrong way if you're not brought up by strong men or taken under the wing of strong masculine men who bestow masculinity upon you and teach you how to express that warrior spirit, how to express that primal wild self. It will be expressed in the wrong ways, through anger and harming someone, through being initiated into a gang, through being the toughest guy in prison. Horrible, horrible stuff, guys. Like, it's absolutely essential to accept that primal wild self within you and to teach what it means to younger men and boys. I hope that inspired you. Like I said, definitely go back and check out that full talk if you haven't seen it or heard it yet. One of the things that I always wanted to talk about when I started this podcast and when I wrote the book Warrior King was dating and relationships and true love and how to attract the right woman into your life and to make her your queen and to treat her like a queen and all that sort of stuff. I know it's very uncertain times for young men dating, and it's very uncertain times for men in marriage and relationships. It's a crazy world right now, guys. So I definitely wanted to teach you how I attracted the perfect woman into my life. She's a good mama. She's hot. She's the perfect wife. She's just absolutely amazing. And in past relationships, I was a nightmare. That kind of goes into what I was talking about being a nightmare in my life before I leveled up my life. Is I had no idea how to treat women. I had no idea how to be in relationships. Luckily for me, I didn't get married until I learned how to be a man and all that stuff. But I want to teach you, especially young men and even older guys that are getting back into dating and looking for the one and all that kind of stuff, how to attract women, how to be a good man for them, how to treat them, all that sort of stuff. So how to find the one, how to know that she's the one. So highlight number two is how to drive women wild and attract your one true love. Let's check it out. But I wanted to ask you, like, when we first started seeing each other, what are some things that attracted you to me? Did you feel that magnetism, like when you first came over and I was just like immediately glued to your side and you were just okay with it? You know what I mean?
Yeah. So the ruggedness for sure. And then the confidence, like he pursued me, but it wasn't like a desperate, eager, like you pursued me, but it wasn't like that eager, desperate, have to get your attention. So it was more of like a laid back confidence that you had, which caused me to kind of want to get your attention, I guess.
So you want to get my attention?
Yeah. So you had like a laid back confidence that made me want to get your attention. So it was that like magnetism. I just wanted to get to know you. You also like look like a bad boy, but I wanted to get to know who you really were. So yeah. So then it made me want to get to know you to see if you like were that bad boy or if that was just like a contrast in your look and your personality, which is super attractive when there's like a contrast with look and personality with the bad boy. But then like you're actually like a nice guy. When we first started hanging out, you had like, I guess, confidence again, but it was like a, it wasn't like a try hard confidence. Like it was almost like a, you acted like I would already like you. And that was attractive because then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my whole game. I planned that. I'm just kidding.
Which is like attractive and like playful too. So then it like is flirty and fun.
Flirty and fun.
Flirty and fun. You always smelled good. Like,
what did I smell like?
Like a man. You always had like, you just always smelled good. Like you always smelled like a man and like a put together clean man. You didn't have like man stench. I could also like smell a fragrance on you, but it wasn't like overpowering and it wasn't like feminine. Like it was a manly smell. And that's attractive.
So rugged bad boy who smells super good. That's the formula, guys. We figured it out. We cracked the code.
Because all of those things portray confidence. And even if you don't feel confident and put together yet, if you do those little things to your appearance, you're going to portray that. And then you'll actually start to feel more confident too.
One of the big, big themes in 2023 on the Warrior King podcast was finding your purpose, finding your calling, and pursuing it relentlessly, as well as the power of belief and how that plays into that, which I want to talk about more going into the new year in 2024. I want to teach you how to be successful in your life, how to not be afraid of pursuing success and all that sort of stuff, because it's something that I'm passionate about, following my dreams, following the calling and purposes for my life. And I know that that's a scary thing to do. And I know it's hard to step outside of the conventional box and do those things. So it's part of my mission to inspire you to follow those dreams and do all the things that you truly want to be doing and not living a life of mediocrity. So we're going to be getting into that a lot more as well in the new year. And we're going to get into highlight number three right after this very quick ad break. Thank you guys. Stick around. Want to level up your life as a man and unlock your masculinity? My book, Warrior King, Unlocking Masculinity, Manliness, and the Warrior Spirit Within is a 7-level course to embracing the primal wild self and awakening the Warrior King within, covering everything from what it means to be a man, embracing masculinity, love and relationships, being a protector and provider, pursuing your purpose and success, and a whole lot more. I spent a year living in a school bus conversion in the wilderness while I wrote this book, and I believe that it is a journey of self-discovery that will change your life forever. Everything that I learned on my own journey to unlocking what it means to be a man and leveling up my life is in there. The 7 levels are the primal, the listener, the wise man, the lover, the protector, the warrior, and the king. You can find a link for Warrior King the book in the description of this podcast episode or video. Grab a copy to take the first step on your transformational journey today. Again, that's Warrior King by Michael Riggs. All right, welcome back. One of the things that I have struggled with over the years when it comes to pursuing my dreams, pursuing my purpose, leveling up my life, and just all around becoming the person that I've always wanted to be was worrying about the judgments and opinions of others and what will they think and all that sort of thing. It's something that I sort of struggle with to this day. I mean, obviously, I'm a pretty confident person these days if I can sit here in front of a camera and talk to anybody who's watching, but it took me a really long time to get here. And I think it's very important as men to be confident in our lives, to be assertive, to not care what people think, and to pursue our purpose relentlessly. The judgments and opinions of others and caring about that too much can damage our mental health, our quality of life on a day-to-day basis, and hold us back from pursuing our dreams, because it's like that whole, what will they think? Or you hear that so-and-so said something about you. So that's something that I feel like we all struggle with a little bit. So highlight number three comes from my episode on not giving a F what people think about you. Check it out. Now, one very huge tip that I can give you when it comes to overcoming the opinions and judgments of others is if they aren't all that you've ever wanted to be, if they aren't living your dreams, if they aren't living in your dream house, if they aren't living your dream life, if you think that their life, the life that they are living, is mediocre, don't care what they think, because they have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to your goals, your dreams, where you're going, and all that sort of thing. Like, sometimes when we step outside of the box or step outside of that checklist of life, negative opinions come in. Sometimes people even make backhanded comments or try to give us advice like, are you sure you want to do that thing? What if it doesn't work out? They're like the devil on your shoulder kind of thing, you know? And ask yourself, when those opinions and judgments from others come in that you feel them bothering you, ask yourself, is this person living my dreams? Did they make it? Are they successful even? Is their advice worthwhile? Or if I take their advice, will I just end up being like them? Do I want to be like them? That's the real question. Do I want their life? And if you don't, if you know deep down in your heart that in the end you'll be way better off than they are anyways and that they have no idea what they're talking about, don't let their words and their opinions and their judgments bother you. And just deciding right now, I'm not going to care about that. I don't care what people think about me. I'm going to be awesome. I'm going to be this new leveled up version of myself. I'm not going to care what people think about that. I don't care if they think it's cringy, embarrassing, dumb, that I'm going to destroy my whole life by leveling up my life, pursuing a new path, pursuing a new dream, pursuing my new purpose, the purpose that God has given you. We're not going to care what people think about that. And especially not if those people are mediocre and not living the life of our dreams. Their opinions and judgments do not matter because they have no idea what they're talking about, bro. Now, I do want to say here also that the opinions and judgments of others are often based on their own lack and limitation and their own experiences and their own restraining of their self from doing anything outside of the box or outside of the checklist. For example, if you were in a room full of people in a public place and you jumped out of your chair and and started dancing like a maniac and singing to the music that's coming over the speakers and just started having the time of your life, which maybe don't do that unless it's appropriate. But just as an example here, if everybody in the room turned and looked and judged, like, look at that guy dancing and singing, look how happy he is. Ugh, that's cringy. I would never do that. They would never do that thing. So, and they, if you were confident enough to do that and they weren't, that's where that judgment comes from. That's where they're feeling the embarrassment that they would feel if they were you doing that thing because of their own lack and limitation. Some people call it projecting. You might have heard that one before. And these opinions and judgments that these people have are based on their own biases. They're based on their own sense of lack and limitation, the things that they would never do. They would never step outside of that box. They would never step outside of that checklist. They would never do something unusual. You understand what I'm saying? So knowing that, these opinions and judgments from others comes from their own lack and limitation, do you want to live a life of lack and limitation just based on what they think? And like I said before, do you want to be mediocre like them? Do you want to be afraid like them? Do you want to be fearful like them? No, you don't. You want to be courageous. You want to be confident. You want to have massive, massive confidence in everything that you do and everything that you pursue. And one of the major steps in doing that and having that confidence is not giving a to what these people think about you. One of my favorite episodes of 2023 came from the book Warrior King, and it's How to Be the Wise Man, or How to Become the Wise Man, or How to Cultivate Wisdom. Super awesome episode. It's about choosing when and when not to speak. It's about listening. And I feel like the wise man archetype is or should be part of every man. Super awesome episode. Check that one out if you haven't seen it yet. And highlight number 4 comes from that talk and that episode. Let's get into it. Imagine a scenario for me, if you will. It's a dinner party. People are seated at a long table, and at the head of the table sits a wise man. His beard is peppered and gray with experience and time. His eyes are as deep as an ocean. Everyone knows that this man is a wise man, and they always go to him when they're seeking advice and guidance. A heated debate breaks out at the table. People are going back and forth, arguing their opinions versus the other people on the other side of the table's opinions. This also happens to be a subject that the wise man is very learned in. He knows a lot about this subject. Now imagine the wise man taking in the scene before him. Take a minute to do this. Imagine this scene and pause this if you need to really imagine and absorb what that scene would look like and how the wise man would be reacting to the debate at the table, something that he knows very well, and ultimately how he responds to give his viewpoint. Now that you've done that, ask yourself, is the wise man grunting? Is he hurrying people along in their speech? Is he impatient? Is he simply waiting for his turn to speak? Is he waiting through everyone's viewpoint just to give his own? Is he nodding his head impatiently? Is he saying, okay. And is he cutting people off and interjecting at the table to get his viewpoint in because he thinks he knows best, because he thinks he already knows every viewpoint at the table, and he also knows the answer to the debate. And so he doesn't even give anybody a chance to speak and doesn't even take the time to listen to what they have to say. Now, if the answer to that question is yes, and that is how he's responding to the situation, and he is just waiting for his turn to speak, and he is just being impatient, if this is something that even you do, I just want you to know you have some work to do. That is not how the wise man responds to the situation. The wise man listens. Wisdom is attained through time, and it's attained through listening. Let's say that you're the wise man. If you didn't take the time to listen to everyone at the table, their viewpoints, then you wouldn't have the opportunity to learn or learn a new perspective. And if you're not listening, ultimately, you're not learning. And if you're not learning, you will never be the wise man. Listening and learning are ultimately how the wise man is crafted and created, along with adventure and experience. Wise men listen, and they listen intently. They study your face and your body language and every word that you are saying. Then they make their best assumption based on what they have learned from the content of your words and the wisdom they have attained over time. Then they respond. Notice I said what they have learned from the content of your words. See, like I said, if the wise man already assumed that he had the best answer, he wouldn't be listening to everyone at the table, and he wouldn't learn any new perspectives, and he wouldn't learn anything new. Thus, he wouldn't know how to respond effectively. He wouldn't have taken the time to respond effectively. If he were just waiting for his turn to speak, and if he were interjecting and cutting people off, and if he hadn't considered his words carefully before speaking, honestly, he might just come off as an arrogant dum-dum who has no idea what he's talking about, and people would do the same thing to him, and they'd be like, okay, and then they would just carry on speaking and have their debate. All right, so where are we going in the new year in 2024 with the Warrior King podcast? Well, first, I want to level up the channel in every way. I want to post more for you guys. I want to do multiple episodes per week. That might sound a little bit ambitious, but I kind of slowed down at the tail end of the year because we had a brand new baby in the the house. That makes three boys. And we also have two girls. So that's five kids. Not making excuses here for not working hard, but I did slow down a little bit with the holidays and that sort of thing. So going into the new year, I really want to ramp it up. I want to ramp up the quality of the video and the audio. But all around, I want to take every opportunity to inspire you, to inspire men worldwide to level up their lives, level up every aspect of their lives. I want to take all of the time that I possibly can to pour into you and to make your life better. So ramping it up, stepping it up, and posting more content is definitely in the plan for 2024. In the new year, I want to build a strong community of like-minded men. That might be you. You could be a part of it. So definitely engage with the content, leave comments, let me talk to you about certain things. You know, there's a contact form on michaelriggswrites.com. Let me know what you want to see on the podcast, what you want to hear about. Like I said, you guys are here first. So my plan is to build a massive community of like-minded men and to inspire each other really to level up our lives in every aspect of our lives. So definitely get engaged, be a part of the community. It's going to be super awesome. I'd also like to announce that in the new year in 2024, I'm going to be releasing my second nonfiction book. I can't really tell you what it's about yet, but as some of you know, I have been an author for a long time. I mainly write in sci-fi and fantasy, young adult style type of action and adventure books. But in early 2023, I released my first nonfiction book, which was Warrior King, which became the inspiration for this podcast that you're listening to or watching right now. And writing Warrior King has completely transformed my life and put me on a whole new purpose and on a whole new path that's completely different from where I was going before. So definitely excited to write another nonfiction book to add to my library of titles. And I want to get it into your hands. We're going to be talking about what that book is very soon. I can tell you that it's in the same genre of leveling up your life as a man. Keep a lookout for that one. One direction that I want to go in even more in 2024 is the topics of masculinity, what it means to be a man, and all that sort of stuff, because that's what the book Warrior King is about in the first place. So in 2023, when I started the podcast, I wanted to expand on that and start talking about success, purpose. I wanted to talk about finding your calling. I wanted to talk about the power of belief. And I began talking about masculinity and what it means to be a man and embracing the primal wild self and all that sort of stuff. But I really want to ramp that up in the new year. So if that's the content that you're into, expect more of that. And we're going to get really real about it. I'm not going to hold back at all. I know that we're in a time where you got to kind of be reserved and careful about what you say, but I'm very passionate about the importance of being a man and what that means. So that's definitely something that we're going to ramp up in the new year. So stick around. I also definitely want to dive deeper into marriage and relationships and dating and stuff like that, attracting women and treating women right. So if that's the content that you're into, definitely going to be more of that. It's something that I'm very passionate about. Like I said, I found the woman of my dreams, married her, and we have a super awesome life. And I want to inspire you to do the same thing in a world that's trying to tell us that attraction to women is cringy or wrong, or that marriage is dead and stuff like that. Don't believe all that bullshit. We're going to be talking about how to level up your dating game, how to level up your marriage, how to be a good husband, how to be a good boyfriend even, and how to be a totally awesome dude. It's going to be awesome. So definitely stick around for that content as well and keep an eye out for it. Another thing to look forward to in 2024 from the Warrior King podcast and from myself is a leveled up version of the book Warrior King. I don't have a title for it yet, something like Warrior King this, but it's going to be an expansion of the book. If you don't know about Warrior King, the book, which maybe you heard the ad a little bit ago, but it's a 7-level course. So I'm going to be adding more levels to that course, expanding on it. I want to add some journal prompts, more introspective stuff for you to work with. It's going to be more of a course than it ever was before. And it's going to be a new publication of the book. So there's going to be the original Warrior King, and then there's going to be the leveled up version of it. If you've read Warrior King, if you already have that book, you can still get this book to expand on it and to rework. I mean, I read the same books over and over again all the time. The Way of the Superior Man by David Deida, I've read probably 20 times at least. And there are several other books that I read all the time. So don't think that you're just getting the same book. I'm definitely going to be adding a lot of content to that course and to that book. So look forward to Warrior King leveled up or whatever it's called. So that will be coming in 2024 as well. I'm going to be working really hard on this stuff, guys. Another thing that I want to step into in 2024 is building online courses for you in different aspects of what we talk about on this channel and on this podcast and in the book Warrior King. Things that you can work through, things that will help you to level up your life. And I know that a lot of course material online is kind of scammy and all that sort of stuff. I'm aware of that, but I want you to know that my courses will be honest and with the intention to help you level up your life. I'm not just out to like trick you into getting a course that's surface level or anything like that. I'm going to make sure that there's lots of valuable content in there to help you totally reshape your life and become the 2.0 version of yourself, the best possible you that you can be. Definitely keep an eye out for that. I'll be talking about it on this channel when that course material becomes available, and I'm not going to make it too expensive or anything like that. I want it to be accessible for everyone because it's my mission to help as many people as possible to level up their lives and all that sort of stuff. All right, so if you want to conquer 2024 together, definitely subscribe to this channel, engage with the content, get involved with the community. Like I said, I want to build a community of like-minded, strong men who come together to inspire each other to level up our lives. And engaging with the content is how we reach more men worldwide. So definitely like, subscribe, comment, all of that stuff. I really, really appreciate it because then the platform show it to more people, the more people that are engaged with it. So I really appreciate every comment. If this podcast especially inspired you in 2023, there's some links down in the description of this podcast episode or video where you can give to support this podcast. Or there's one called Buy Me a Coffee where you can donate money to buy me coffees. That's sort of a cool thing, but honestly, it's just another way to support this podcast and to help it grow and to help us keep doing it. Like I said, I want to level up the quality of the video and the audio and all that stuff in this new year. So supporting on those platforms is how we can make that possible. And I appreciate everybody who's giving on there. I had a little bit of self-doubt going into this and making things like the Buy Me a Coffee page and stuff like that. And then I started seeing dollars come in and I'm like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. People actually like the stuff that I'm making and putting out. So every time that I reach a person, it levels up my life. And I just feel so full and grateful to have you guys here and to be able to do that for you. And like I said, I'm going to do everything in my power to not let you down. Who knows what's going to happen? We're all a mess, right? But I'm not going to let you down. And I'm going to live the messages that I teach to you. And like I said, we're all in this together. Thank you guys so much for being here. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And it's time, guys. It's a new year. It's time to level up. It's time to take it to a whole nother level. Get to reading, get to studying, get to listening, cultivate wisdom, go out there and kill it, conquer 2024. And I can't wait to get the next episode into your hands. So keep an eye out on it. It'll be up in just a couple days. Thank you guys so much. And I'll see you on the next one. Bye.